This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved guidelines for impeachment hearings linked to President Donald Trump. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Chairman Jerry Nadler, a New York Democrat, says this is an impeachment investigation.
The conduct under investigation poses a threat to our democracy. We have an obligation to respond to this threat. We are doing so.
But angry Republicans say this is a dog and pony show. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
Welcome to Fantasy Island, because we're here.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio scolded his fellow committee members.
Maybe if you were a little less focused on taking people's Second Amendment rights and impeaching the guy they made president, we could actually do what this committee is supposed to do.
Even some Democrats are worrying aloud about an impeachment investigation, one saying it's sucking the air out of all the good stuff that we're doing. Rita Foley, Washington.
Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. The Ethiopian military has captured an undisclosed number of suspected Islamic State members operating in the country. That, according to military officials Wednesday, the deputy chief of staff and director of military operations in the Ethiopian Armed Forces confirmed the arrest but did not specify how many extremists were detained or in what part of the country they were taken into custody. He said security forces continue to monitor other suspected Islamic State sympathizers. Reuters reports dozens may be dead after a train derailed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's southeast. Government officials said the accident happened in the early morning hours, and the number of casualties differs widely among estimates. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman announced Thursday it's looking into buying U.S. agricultural goods, such as pork and soybeans, after President Donald Trump said he's postponing tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it is exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th.
But it was a big move. People were shocked. I wasn't shocked. But I deal with them, and I know them, and I like them, and I hope we can do something.
The trade talks set to open next month in Washington are the first between the United States and China since July. Zimbabweans are preparing to gather in Harare to pay their final respects to former President Robert Mugabe. A choir sang and danced as prominent Zimbabweans paid tribute to the leader at his home. Mugabe's body will lie in state in the capital's Rufaro Stadium on Thursday. His body arrived from Singapore one day earlier. That's where he died last Friday at the age of 95. Mugabe ruled the Southern African nation for 37 years following the end of white minority rule in 1980. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Some hail him as a liberation hero, while others revile him. South Sudan President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar are pledging to resolve all outstanding issues holding up the formation of a unity government in November. Observers say a political deal between the historical rivals is the only way to move forward with the 2018 peace deal. Here's President Kiir.
It goes without saying that if, and I said before when I mentioned the name of Dr. Riek Machar, we should benefit from this experience of today.
Following the meeting at South Sudan's State House on Wednesday, both leaders noted the progress they're making, but no agreements were announced. Leader Machar.
Our discussion here, we have made important progress.
The two men said there would be more meetings soon. President Trump is set to visit the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland. Today he will address the Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. The president recently called the majority black city a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where no human being would want to live. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit, including demonstrations against white supremacy and racism. 1,300 people, that is now the number of people Bahamian authorities say are listed as missing more than a week after Hurricane Dorian ravaged Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. The estimate is down sharply from a day earlier. The death toll from Dorian stands at 50. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.